Now position the eggs so that each yolk is on either side of the handle like this, not in line with it. Just like in pan tossing, use one continuous and fluid motion to flip the eggs over. This takes a bit of patience and confidence, and you may even end up with a few broken yolks, but don't worry, it's only eggs after all. Once the eggs are flipped, do not touch them. You may be tempted to reposition them, but it doesn't matter where they land. The yolks need time to set before moving them, otherwise they will break. For over easy eggs, flip the eggs again after about 30 seconds. To do this, give the pan a quick jerk like this. This will help release the eggs without the risk of breaking the yolk. Now flip the egg over and slide the eggs onto a plate, presentation side up. For over easy eggs, the whites should be fully cooked, but the yolk should still be runny. For over medium eggs, flip and let them cook for about a minute. Over medium yolks will just start to set around the edges, but the middle will still be a bit runny. Finally, for over hard eggs, once flipped, cook for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. To help you determine when they are done, you can touch the yolk to see how firm it is. The yolk of an over hard egg should not be runny. If you are nervous about flipping, you can use a spatula to do it. However, you will need a pan with a larger surface area so you can get the spatula right underneath. Make sure to lift underneath the yolks like this, and be gentle so you don't break them. There are no strict rules here. How you like your eggs is up to you, and it depends on the dish you are cooking. Whether over easy or over hard, you may prefer your eggs a bit crispy around the edges. To do this, simply use a bit higher heat and follow the same procedure.
Thank you.